Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this dark, forsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rob Jollis being back on the show. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years now, he's been joining us to talk to us about how to do a better job of putting our best foot forward, especially in the area of sales, engaging customers, nurturing relationships with customers, and just basically becoming more professional in that work. He's the author of a number of books, including the Bible on selling, as far as I'm concerned, customer-centered selling, and his new book, How to Change Minds. He's our good friend, Rob Jollis. Welcome back.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Rob, one of the things I've been talking a lot about lately, and weaving into my discussions with, especially my one-on-ones when I every week I do with my audience, is the concept of believing in yourself. And what I've said is that you know, if you can have no capital, you can have not very much other critical mass, but if you believe in yourself, you can create something from nothing. Even if you have no capital. And the reason I know that is because I did it, and you did it. And because I don't know about you, but I started out with, I was negative capital. I owed more than I had. And 25 years ago. But my point is there's something amazing about, and powerful about, believing in yourself. Because not only does it help you get up and meet the world halfway, but it makes other people want to hang out with you. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. However, there is a problem, and the problem is this. Now that you've said that, and we have people listening, is telling people to believe in themselves enough? In other words, let's just assume that everybody says, I'm going to go do that. Why is it, Jim, that sometimes people just aren't believable? In other words, the intention is good. They stand at that door before they knock on it or before they pick up that phone and they say, I'm going to believe. And they pick it up and they're not believable.
No, you have to have the goods. No, I'm not saying that's everything. But mm-hmm. I'm assuming that you've got the goods. You got the ability to deliver. You have to have that. You can't have a bad product. That you know, if the dogs won't eat the dog food, believing in yourself is not going to change it. You got to fix the dog food.
Let me clear up what I'm saying to you. Let's keep going. Let's say that I believe in my product 100%. The problem is, Jim, that some people simply can't hear the tune. In other words, their intention is right, their heart is right, but they still aren't believable. You know, one thing that Xerox taught us, many things they taught us, but, you know, we didn't tie our shoes without some sort of process.
Mm-hmm.
But we learned that when we had a process, we had a way of measuring things. When we could measure it, we could fix it. Where's the process for believing in yourself? Does it even exist? And I say, it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll tell you, you know, I have a Petri dish. I've been experimenting since our last call. You know that I volunteer and work for a wonderful group that's called the Career Network Ministry. And every Tuesday night, 250 to 300 people show up who are looking for work or struggling professionally. Mm. Now, every one of them wants to believe, but yet, almost like being tone deaf, there's a missing element. The heart's in the right place. The passion's in the right place. But yet, they're having trouble. It's chronic. They're having trouble making others believe. And that's what I've been experimenting with. Is there a way to help them? And there is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're talking about, are you differentiating between belief and confidence?
You know, that's a That's why I love being on your show. What a great question. I think they kind of weave into each other. In other words, there's two beliefs here. If I walk in, and you'll see that sometimes when people are struggling professionally, there's two beliefs missing. One, when I walk in, you won't believe me, okay? Two, when I walk in, I don't believe me,
yeah.
Okay? And I think the second one deals with confidence. Now, the good news is I think that the solution takes care of both of them. And I've been running some programs experimenting with this, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get on the show today,
right.
And I wanted to talk about that.
Well, one of the things, we're going to take a quick break here, folks, Rob, and we're going to come back and let Rob expose us to to whatever he's got in that Petri dish. But to me, belief in yourself is something that's very internal. Confidence is a product of that belief. And confidence, though, you can sell. Confidence, you can deliver. Confidence, you can make other people want some of. And I think that's what it is. I think it starts with belief, and then it turns into confidence. 22, right back with Rob Jollis. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.